Our show is now on Stitcher. Listen to us on your iPhone, Android phone, Kindle Fire, and other devices with Stitcher. Stitcher is smart radio for your phone. Find it in your app store or at Stitcher.com. Stitcher Smart Radio, the smarter way to listen to radio.
The First United Methodist Church podcast is recorded live every week at 4832 Tahunga Avenue in North Hollywood, California. Thank you for downloading.
Good morning. Today's scripture reading is from Luke chapter 7, verses 1 to 10. When Jesus had finished saying all of this to the people who were listening, he entered Capernaum. There a centurion's servant, whom his servant valued highly, was sick and about to die. The centurion heard of Jesus and some elders of the Jews to him, asking him to come and heal his servant. When they came to Jesus, they pleaded earnestly with him. This man deserves to do this because he loves our nation and has built our synagogue. So Jesus went with them. He was not far from the house when the centurion sent friends to him to say, "Lord, don't trouble yourself, for I do not deserve to have you come under my roof. That is why I did not even consider myself worthy to come to you. But say the word, and my servant will be healed. For I am a man under authority, with soldiers under me. I tell this one, go, and he goes, and that one, come, and he comes. I say to my servant, do this, and he does it." When Jesus heard this, he was amazed at him, and turning to the crowd following him, he said, "I tell you, I have not found such great faith even in Israel." Then the man who had been sent returned to the house and found the servant well. This ends today's reading.
Pray with me if you will. Come, Holy Spirit, come. Come with the fire and burn. Come with the rain and cleanse. Come with the wind and breathe. Come with the light and reveal. Convict us, convert us, consecrate us. Claim and call us with your care and concern, O God, until we do something. Amen. This text that Manshu has just shared with us follows what is known as the Sermon on the Plain, which is Luke's version of the Beatitudes, which is found in chapter 5 of Matthew. And in the Sermon on the Plain, Jesus has just spoken on the true source of life and hope and happiness, and then leaves and goes to Capernaum. Scholars tell us there are a couple of things interesting about Capernaum. It's known as not it's a Gentile city, which means that it's difficult for the people of Israel. The centurion is kind to the Israelites, having built them their synagogue, and he has a slave that is, at first read, you would think, just sounds like property. But several scholars say that the actual translation would be a beloved or, what's the other word? Beloved, esteemed, honored, or even precious is probably a more accurate read of what this slave means. Then Jesus goes with the leaders to this man's house, and while at some distance, the centurion sends friends and says, "I'm not worthy." And what makes this a little interesting is the leaders come to Jesus and say, he's worthy of your care, and yet the word he sends is, he's not. If you just say the word, my beloved slave will be free, health-wise. So Jesus remarks at how this Gentile, has demonstrated such great faith. A word of healing. Well, we all know about words that hurt and words that heal. I've said over time and space that one of the great lies of children growing up is that limerick we heard, sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me. That's just a lie. Words can be very damaging. And to illustrate that, on the 20th of May in Daily News, this is from The Times, Jenny Beam, reporting from Topeka, Kansas, did an article on, where's her name, full name, Libby Phelps Alvarez. You may not know the Alvarez, but you know the Phelps. She is of the clan of the Westboro Baptist Church, the great hating congregation. That they go to the funerals of military personnel across this country and say that God hates the military because of our stance on gays and lesbians. Well, after 25 years of growing up in this family, she asked herself a simple question. What if these 85 members were wrong and the rest of the people were right? And she's been out not quite 5 years, and the picture in the caption says, "God hates your tears." It shows her as a teenager. She's college-educated and is a teacher herself. Her reward for breaking free of her family is to be completely ostracized. Her grandfather, who is pastor of this congregation, almost all of whom are family members. She is one of like 55 grandchildren. Her grandfather, her mother, her dad don't want anything to do with her. She is the oldest of 13 children and was a church leader and simply walked away because of her understanding that that kind of hate does harm. So how do you weigh that against hope and the words that Jesus shared here with the centurion? He had every reason not to. Centurion was a Gentile. He was raised not to look outside of his own people. So what heals us? I received an advertisement in the mail inviting me to subscribe to Prevention Magazine. I was once a subscriber. I don't know if you know this magazine. It promotes health and healing and emotional well-being. And I'll tell you what caused me to cancel my subscription. About not quite 40 years ago, when Dick Cavett was on the air, I watched the editor of Prevention Magazine die on TV. And I was a subscribing member, and I thought, well, that doesn't feel good to me. So I changed my ways and didn't subscribe for a long time. I'm thinking about this because it's a really interesting little book that they're putting together. For subscribing, they're going to give you a book on foods that heal. And I'm just going to share a few of them. You can calm arthritis pain with oranges, and it shows a variety of oranges, which is colorful and beautiful. And then it says, live longer with pizza. Now they have my attention. It appears that the antioxidants in the tomato sauce on pizza is very good for your immune system and very very good for your blood. Relieve gout with cherries. Well, that's more information than I wanted, but I do like cherries. And then to the heart of my favorite, it says, boost your spirits with chocolate. And that sounds really interesting. And I've read several articles over this, about chocolate over the years. And I'm told that the darker the chocolate, the better it is for you in terms of antioxidants. And I would imagine boosting your spirits. And then it says, fight heart disease with nuts. And it says, all of these and more creative remedies are in the doctor's book of healing. Well, Jesus shows what healing is here and in other texts, but there's some healing that you just never quite get around to. And hopefully you get it before it's too late. There's an article from, this is actually out of the Daily News. It's in print, but it's also on their website and their Twitter site. It's out of Alhambra. Zen Vung wrote this article. And it's, I'm not going to share the whole thing, but it was published Memorial Day last Monday. And it's about Paul Parkinson, who spent a year in World War II as at a POW camp in Austria. But it was a crime he witnessed upon liberation that haunts him to this day. Now he is 89. The veteran is traveling to Europe to see if he can bring closure. And the crime he witnessed is upon liberation, the American forces that liberated he and the others in that camp killed a guard that was had been very kind to those POWs. And what he knew, Paul knew these 69 years, is that the guard had a very young son. And that's what he's going back. He was in a B-24 that was shot down. And he's going back to see if he can find this son with the help of some people who have made this possible. The issue is his grown children are very concerned because he has a bad heart. And here's the comment he makes. Well, if I die, I die. I'll know that I tried to do everything I could to help a son have closure. And he admits himself that this has been a burden for him to carry for 70 years. You think about that. Words and acts that heal, and words and acts that offer hope. The bookend of this came out of Dr. Henry Brinton's article on this text. And he, too, looked at it from a veteran's point. But the veteran here is Sergeant Natasha Young, was a spirited and proud young Marine when she went to Iraq several years ago as a member of a close-knit unit tasked with disabling IEDs. That's a terrible word. Improvised explosive devices, also known as roadside bombs. They were set about to do this before they could be detonated by the enemy or kill or injure friendly troops. And the issue was she did two tours in Iraq, and on the second tour, six of her fellow Marines were killed, and this sent her into post-traumatic stress disorder. And the interesting thing is with Paul Parkinson, 70 years he's carried this inside him, and now he's finally getting to talk about it with Sergeant Natasha Young. They're using technology to heal her. They're using high-tech video games to release the anxiety and try to heal her. What works in healing? Well, we know from the text that it was simply a word. And whether you are offended by the centurion slave's care for his servant, or his slave, the centurion's care. Whether you're offended by that, I think we ought to lift the notion of how at the word the centurion believed that his slave would be healed, and he had faith in Jesus. Each of us comes to life with things that burden us. I love the way Dr. Howard Thurman, the late great mystic, comes at this. He says, "We come before you, O God, with our carking cares." In another meditation, "The smell of life is upon us." And no, he's not talking about our need of deodorant. He's talking about how the fullness of life bears on us. Paul Parkinson, 70 years, carried this burden of this fatherless child who didn't need to lose his daddy. What we know in our faith is that healing is possible. Now, we also know that ultimate healing is when we shed this mortal coil and we return to God from whom we've come. But while we are here, we ought to be free and loving and hope-filled. Jesus offered that hope. Whether he was teaching, whether he was healing, whether he was fixing breakfast for his disciples, Jesus offered that hope. And that's why they executed him. And that's why we're called to believe and proclaim that kind of radical, hospitable love that can heal a fractured world, that can heal a fractured soul. May it ever be so. Amen.
Thank you for listening to the North Hollywood First United Methodist Church Sermon Podcast, delivered by Dr. Joey McDonald. For more information, please check out nohomethodistchurch.com or find us on Facebook and Twitter under NoHoFUMC.